from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. In response to the 2023 death of a nonverbal East Hanover student, a bill moving through the state legislature would require every school bus transporting disabled students to have video cameras. The bill would also establish civil penalties for any school bus driver or aide who does not call 911 during an emergency. Annabella Rossi says the nurse responsible for her son Matthew did not call 911 after he became unresponsive.
Our unspeakable tragedy should never have happened to our amazing son, who is in peak health, had an incredible zest for life, and loved going to school.
The nurse, Emilio Rivera, was sentenced last Friday to 90 days in jail. Rivera also agreed to give up his nursing license after pleading guilty to neglect in February. Changes to Social Security could affect millions of New Jerseyans as of December 23, 2023. Almost 1.7 million residents received Social Security checks, about 78% of them retired, NJ.com reports. And now the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has announced plans to cut Social Security staffing on top of a policy change that took effect March 31st, which no longer allows applicants to file for benefits or beneficiaries to change banking info by phone, the New York Times reports. And this delay could also limit access to earned benefits. A spa worker in North Jersey has been accused of sex crimes involving massage clients.
35-year-old Daquan Sedano of Teaneck was initially charged last month of sexual assault involving a victim at the Hand and Stone Spa in Allendale. Now, Bergen County authorities say Sedano faces three more charges of criminal sexual contact involving a previous massage client in February. Police say the investigation remains active. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The trial of the wife of former Senator Bob Menendez, Nadine Menendez, continues today in New York. One of two New Jersey businessmen convicted of bribing former Senator Menendez, Jose Uribe, testified in Nadine's trial yesterday that he bribed the couple with a Mercedes-Benz. Uribe cut a plea deal in the bribery scandal. He has yet to be sentenced. Bob Menendez has repeatedly appealed his 11-year prison term, which has been delayed until June so he could attend his wife's trial. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Our stretch of unsettled weather is over. The sun is coming out today, but it is going to be windy and cold. Blustery across the Garden State. We'll only see temperatures in the lower to mid-40s this afternoon. Could be a few flurries flying around in northern New Jersey. A widespread freeze is likely tonight. It'll be clear and dry. Most lows in the upper 20s. Calmer winds will win out tomorrow. That's good. We'll see lots of sunshine and cool temperatures. Highs around 50. Next chance of rain showers moving in on Thursday. New Jersey weather made possible by ACI Medical and Dental School, New Jersey's premier healthcare training in Eatontown. ACI Medical and Dental School offers a short-term program that can jumpstart a long-term career in less than 4 months. Call 732-440-4110 or visit aci.edu.
Right now, Somerville 37 degrees. It's 41 in Asbury Park, Woodbury 38. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.